Hey everybody, Colby Minto here with St. Louis Rodent Control Advice Pod, and today's show is called What Makes St. Louis's Climate and Environment Attractive to Rodents? You know what keeps me up at night? The fact that thousands of St. Louis homeowners are fighting an invisible battle right now, and it's getting worse every year. Our beautiful gateway city has become a five-star resort for rats and mice, and today we're diving into exactly why that is. First up, let's talk about our relationship status with the Mississippi River. It's complicated. That mighty river doesn't just give us gorgeous views, it's creating the perfect spa-like humidity that rats and mice absolutely love. And don't even get me started on our aging sewer system. These underground tunnels might as well be luxury condos for rodents, complete with all-you-can-drink water features. Now, about our weather. We've got four seasons that work like a year-round rodent breeding program. Those mild winters, they're like a cozy blanket for our unwanted guests. And those humid summers, pure paradise for these pests. Plus, all those beautiful trees and parks we love so much, they're basically free Airbnbs for rats and mice. Here's where it gets really interesting. Our mix of old and new buildings is like a Swiss cheese of opportunity for these critters. Every crack, every gap, every space between historical architecture and modern construction is an open door. And with all our amazing restaurants, hey, we're a foodie city, no shame, we're basically running an all-you-can-eat buffet for rodents. Let me share a wild story from just last winter. Over in the Central West End, some construction work stirred up an established rat colony. Think of it like kicking over an anthill, but way worse. Within weeks, entire blocks were reporting unwanted roommates. These displaced rats were house hunting like they had a realtor's license. So here's what you need to know to keep your home from becoming the next rodent resort. Get serious about sealing any gaps bigger than a quarter inch. That's your first line of defense. Clear away those outdoor food sources. Yes, that means securing your trash cans and cleaning up under bird feeders, and make checking your foundation and utility entries part of your regular home maintenance routine, just like changing your furnace filter. This has been Colby Minto with St. Louis Rodent Control Advice Pod.